we motorists pay £25 billion a year. That's the armed services payroll three times over, or nearly a third of welfare.
Entertainment.
A new survey reveals that men...
Well, we're not that clean, really.
Shock horror.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, we wash less than women, and one in four of us don't wash at all.
And debate.
We should be proud of our heritage of language.
You never heard Shakespeare speak. You wouldn't have understood a word he said.
Talk Radio UK.
We motorists pay £25 billion a year. That's the armed services payroll three times over, or nearly a third of welfare.
Entertainment. A new survey reveals that men...
Well, we're not that clean, really.
Shock horror.
It is, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, we wash less than women, and one in four of us don't wash at all.
And debate.
We should be proud of our heritage of language.
You never heard Shakespeare speak. You wouldn't have understood a word he said.
Talk Radio UK. Don't miss James Whale.
You want a Mac?
Partaking in some role-playing.
Okay, I'm sitting listening to the James Whale Show and enjoying every minute of it. And then I'm just laying back and then suddenly... Hang on. Just coming. Hold on. I'm coming.
Come over here.
Hello.
Oh, good evening. I'm sorry to disturb you. I can see you're either having your tea or you're enjoying yourself.
Well, you are an observant chap. Yes, I am, and
yes,
I've been working all day. What do you
well,
want?
Well, actually, I've been working all day. And well,
I couldn't care less about your problems. You're inflicting yourself on me.
Yeah.
What do you want?
All I've just come to tell you was I dropped you a mail shot the other day telling you exactly what we've been doing in the area, and I was wondering whether or not you might be interested.
If I was interested, dear boy, I would have got in touch with you
well,
by now,
yes.
Wouldn't I?
Yes, fair comment, James.
Yes.
But unfortunately...
Did I tell you my name? How did you know my
name? I read
name.
It on your doorbell, actually.
Well, I'm very sorry. I'm very busy. I don't think you have anything that I could possibly want.
Fine. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening and possibly speak to you soon.
No.
No, maybe not.
James Whale, Monday to Thursday nights from 10.
He's big. Bad. He's a Greek god.
Oh, my goodness.
He's persistently rated number one. He is Caesar. The Geezer.
At your service every weeknight from 10, talking to you and to stars from around the world, like CNN's Larry King.
The biggest name in America, brilliant broadcaster. Larry, tell me something. This evening you're speaking to Maggie Thatcher.
I am.
Tell you what would be very interesting to ask her, if you don't mind me suggesting.
Not at all.
And it seems that Maggie Thatcher's favourite man, Redwood, is actually standing against John Major.
I'm glad you told me, because I will refer to our conversation tonight, and I will get an immediate opinion from her.
Oh, yeah? 5 hours later.
We're back on Larry King Live. About 5 hours ago, I guested on a talk show with a guy named Caesar, who's a big fan of yours. I thought I'd pass that along, and he said to me, everyone in Britain is wondering why you haven't endorsed Mr. Redwood to head your party.
Well, we have not in the first round of this rather strange election.
Talk Radio UK with Caesar the Geezer, a force to be reckoned with around the world. Nothing beats breakfast with Bates.
Life has changed. We wanted it changed, didn't we, when we voted a Conservative government in? Circumstance over the years has meant that there are fewer jobs. I went into the work environment in 1967. If you lost one job, you got another. There was no problem. It was a pretty jolly industry, because if the foreman didn't like you, you'd tell him to go to hell and you walk down the road and you get another job. It ain't like that. It's fear. What it is people thinking, God, if I lose this job, I lose my family, I lose my home, which is probably in negative equity anyway, and I am in deep doo-doo.
Weekday mornings from 7. Breakfast with Bates.
I am going to do the longest piece of verbal angora knitting that this radio station has ever seen. I've got to tell you that the only way that this is going to be is the way that it is. And if it's happened once, it'll happen again. There is a chance that this is because he went with a prostitute. I think the choice is a painful one, but I don't think that this will be a situation which will go anywhere.
Live and direct, Anna Rayburn, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on Talk Radio UK. Is there someone you desperately love to get even with? Maybe a next-door neighbour, the boss, or even a radio presenter? Well, this week's Beatles show may just be able to help, because the theme of the show is revenge. Nothing serious, of course, just light-hearted practical jokes and other ways of getting your own back. Joining Beatle in the studio will be Mark Lee and Mike Lapine, co-authors of the best-selling Complete Revenge Kits. So if you need help or suggestions, or just a good laugh, join Beatle and guests Sunday night, 10 till 1. Every Saturday morning, we cast an academic eye over the week's news.
A Purley pensioner was sentenced to 28 days in jail for defying a court order to stop feeding pigeons. Actually, she only served 5 days. Now, the Nelson case is, of course, a bit of a one-off. At least I actually went through the statistics and I couldn't find a separate entry in the Home Office statistics for feeding pigeons. But many people are sent to prison for apparently trivial offences. Is imprisonment the right penalty? What do you think?
Talk to Dr. David Starkey, Saturday mornings, 10 till 1, on Talk Radio UK.
It is with great pleasure that we can now announce
the new sound of weekends on Talk Radio UK. With Moz D on Saturday morning, studio guests and you on the phones. With all the weekend sports news from 9, there's Razor Sharp Debate and Comment with Dr. David Starkey from 10. And at 1, it's Gary Jacobs with an extra hour of sound advice.
To be perfectly honest, I don't see anything wrong with that. Is that bad?
Advice on legal and consumer matters. Gary Jacobs, 1 till 4. Then another Gary.
Was he named after me or was it coincidence?
Don't worry, there's only one Gary Newbon and he's playing a new position.
The team and I are on the move to Saturdays between 4 and 7 and I can tell you that we're really looking forward to the move. So make a date.
The definitive football fan show, now on Saturdays, 4 till 7. There's only one Gary Newbon.
Oh, good.
The new sound of Saturdays on Talk Radio UK.
Talk Radio.